Okay, welcome back. This is going to be a very important and I hope highly informative hour for you. As many of you know, we have been able to present to you Allison C. for almost 15 years now. And I have seen it personally do remarkable things. I can't even begin to tell you how many people have written in over the years. You just heard David Duke a few moments ago. Dr. Duke said it turned his condition right around. Allison is the active ingredient in garlic that is so effective against eradicating bacteria, viruses, mold, yeast, fungus, all sorts of things that can cause ill health in human beings. It's only been known for a couple thousand years that garlic can improve your physical health, can build your immune system and ward off and fight off all sorts of things that are untouchable through modern contemporary allopathic medicine. They use Allison C. in hospitals in England quietly to treat MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, MRSA. No antibiotics can touch it. Allison C. blows it away. I don't make claims on this program. I do not say, nor would I ever say, that Allison C. will eradicate the coronavirus. That said, I will say that the scientific data in vitro, that means outside the body in a petri dish, to keep it simple, is overwhelming that Allison C. destroys viruses, including the SARS coronavirus. This virus, as you know, I've called many times SARS 2.0. It's very close. It's 80% the same virus or more. So with that said, I also have some scientific data that shows the genetic sequencing of Allison and the virus in question. It's a cancel out. It nails it. I will not tell anyone out there, buy this and you'll never get infected. I will not tell anyone out there, buy Allison C, and it will cure you 100% of the time. I will say that if you purchase Allison C and take a couple a day, like I do, you will have strengthened your immune system extraordinarily, and you will have a much better time if you come into contact with any pathogen, be it bacterial, viral, or any other type. It depends upon the viral load that you're exposed to. If you have a competent immune system and you're exposed to a relatively small viral load, your contact is marginal, minimal, with an infected person or an infected surface, and you touch your face, you get it on your hands, you touch your mouth, whatever, you're going to do very well with a competent, strong, and enhanced immune system, which is precisely what Allison C. will give you. That's as close as I'm going to come to saying anymore. I think you understand the FDA and the rules and regulations. I can't make claims. I won't make claims because there are always exceptions to someone's got a destroyed immune system. Nothing's going to help them. All right? But if you take care of yourself, in the beginning, you're going to have a platform upon which you can build with Allison C to generate the kind of response you need to remain at least relatively free of deadly and highly dangerous toxins and pathogens. All right, with that, let me stop yammering and bring on Peter Josling from England, who's up very early in the morning, to talk to us about his creation, Allison C. Peter is the man who put it together, who figured out how to extract Allison from garlic, stabilize it, and put it in capsules. And he is, in my view, a wizard. Hello, Peter, and welcome back. Great to talk to you, as always.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you very much indeed. Delighted to come back on the show and have a chat about Allison C., which is pretty popular at the moment, shall we say.
I would think so. I would hope so. I've had two what they call merchant services accounts that have been able to take credit card orders, And both of them ended up freezing, if not stealing, money. So I've dropped them and I've gone back to U.S. Mail. You've just put your order, print out the form, put it in an envelope with a stamp. Always a good idea. Drop it in the mailbox and we'll get it in a day or two or three and we'll have the order right on its way to you. So no problem there. Just so you act and don't wait. Just move on it. Peter, my introduction there. Anything I missed that you want to add to that, first of all, then we're going to let you go. Right into it.
I think the only thing I want to add is that what is allicin C? It's a combination of allicin from garlic and vitamin C. And what is everybody talking about around the world at this moment in time?
Oh, yeah.
How do we boost our immune system? How do we cope with this new challenge? And one of the ways of coping appears to be garlic and vitamin C. So I'm here to tell you tonight that we have the best combination ever found in terms of biological activity against viruses, funguses, bacteria, and parasites. And that is the combination of allicin, which is stabilized allicin, comes from fresh garlic. It's perfectly safe to take in multiple quantities. But what I did was I improved it even further by adding vitamin C to it. And when we do our biological activity test in the laboratory and in human cell lines, we see that the combination of allicin and vitamin C is much better than dosing the two compounds separately and is much more effective than allicin on its own. So it actually enhances the vitamin C, enhances the allicin, enables it to get around the blood system much quicker, and that means that you get much bigger zones of inhibition. In other words, you kill fungus, virus, and bacteria much, much faster when you take this particular combination. And believe you me, Jeff, over the years, you know, we've tested millions of other garlic extracts that don't come anywhere near this. And there are very few vitamin C and garlic combinations. And the reason we did it was because you get fabulous synergy. So in a time when we're trying to boost our immune system against all of these foreign invaders, then this is the best way, in my opinion, of boosting your immune system, my immune system. It doesn't really matter how young or old you are. You can take allicin C without any problem whatsoever. It's perfectly safe. You can take lots of them if you need to. If you're in an environment, although, of course, we're all isolating at the moment, but at the same time, we want to stay fit and healthy at home.
Oh, yeah.
And if are going out shopping or to the drugstore, then we need to stay fit and healthy and protect our immunity as much as possible. And that's exactly what the allicin C will do for us, okay?
Stress will degrade the immune system. Anger will degrade the immune system for hours.
Yeah.
So you must, in these times of severe stress and anxiety, my God, the suicide hotline calls are up like thousands of percentage points. There are suicides now happening. Domestic abuse cases are skyrocketing. Child abuse cases, tragically, are skyrocketing. People weren't designed to be kept in little boxes. And this is essentially house arrest to a very large degree. So there are going to be people who are constantly degrading their immune systems unwillingly. They've got no choice. It's just happening. So all the more reason to eat right, don't eat processed foods and garbage. And this, allicin, is, to my way of thinking, a food. It's a food. You can't really eat too much of it. It's in garlic. Can you eat too much garlic? Well, if you eat the cloves, you won't have any friends left. I guess you can do that. But the issue is this has no odor. It is 100% effective. It doesn't come from garlic from China, which raises most of the world's garlic. It comes from, I think you get a lot of it from Spain, don't you, Peter?
Spain, yeah, it comes from Spain. Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, I think the other thing to understand is it's actually very good at improving the circulatory system as well. Allicin has benefits all over the body. And that's the most important thing to take on board, is that, as you say, if your immune system is weakened, for me, my immune system is weakened because I'm a diabetic. I'm actually in one of the high-risk categories, believe it or not.
Anything
I can do to keep my immune system as strong and fit as healthy as possible, that's what I'm going to do. And that's what Allison C will do for you. And it's been, let's get it right. It's been doing it for years and years and years. You know, we've come through some terrible journeys over those years with things like you said, SARS, Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, MERS, all of these nasties that come out
swine flu, H1N1.
Exactly. And we've coped with all of those. So I'm very confident that Allison C has got to be the number one choice for people to take on a regular basis now and over the next year at least. Every single day, you need to make sure that you're getting your daily dose of Allison C to protect your immune system, boost your immunity. It produces more of those CD4 T cells, Jeff, the killer mm-hmm. cells that your immune system needs to be able to eat up viruses and bacteria in the blood, and also it also helps to reduce cholesterol and blood pressure as well. So with all our blood pressures rising because we're stuck at home with families who we don't usually stay at home with, you know, it makes good sense to make sure that you're looking after yourself properly, washing those hands regularly, of course, getting some daily exercise if you can manage it, and at the same time eating right, as you said, but also protecting that immune system. And that's the key factor about Allison C, is that it gives you kind of a ring of confidence, as if it's out there fighting for you all the time. And that's what we need to do now. It's a war. We need to fight. We need to win.
Well said. I also recommend other natural occurring ingredients, zinc supplement, take as directed. Vitamin C, pretty well take 4,000 or 5,000 units a day. I think I do. That's easy. Vitamin D3. I noticed on the label of the product I buy, it's says vitamin D2, and I inquired. I called the company. Vitamin D2 is simply the vegan form of vitamin D3. It's the same thing. She said, we just call it D2 because it's a totally vegan-sourced form, which appeals to me. But either way, it doesn't matter. D3, D2, get your vitamin D. Zinc, vitamin C, and selenium. Selenium, if you look on the right side of the homepage, down under featured stories, you'll see selenium, S-E-L-E-N-I-U-M, and coronavirus. It's a paper written on that. It explains how selenium can interfere with the virus reproduction and its binding and bonding to the cells. It's a very interesting paper. But there are other things that can act as adjuncts, so you build an array of things around this powerhouse of Allison C to further support it in different and adjoining ways. It's a very interesting protocol that people do with Allison C at the center of it all. Now, I'm very concerned about people on the internet who are talking about the ultimate cure. We have a cure. They're going to get in trouble, first of all, with the government sooner or later if they don't stop. Secondly, there's a moral issue here of lying to people. I don't countenance that. Neither do you. We're not that kind of thing. So when you see these claims of cures, be careful. Just be real careful. In fact, I would stay away because there really aren't any yet. Donald Trump's pushing of hydroxychloroquine is kind of cute. There's some evidence that he may be a stockholder in Sanofi, which is a big pharma company, which may be involved in producing it. So I don't know. Look, they're all crooks. We know that much. So just take care of yourselves. Now, let's go back to this Allison. How difficult is it to extract? I don't want the exact technique, but is it difficult to pull it out? How did you discover how to do this? Because it is, as I understand it, a binary kind of a compound that when the garlic plant or clove is injured, two things come together to form Allison. Am I correct with that?
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Jeff. So in a garlic clove, in the central core of that garlic clove, there's an enzyme called alanase. And in every single cell around that central core, there's a sulfur compound called alanine. And these, if you like, are garlic's natural defense mechanism. So when your garlic's growing in the ground, in the soil, it can get attacked by bacteria, virus, and fungus. Quite easily. And what happens is the cells break open, the alanase and the alanine react with each other, and the first thing they produce is allicin. Now, that allicin is very powerful and very aggressive and very strong, and as soon as you release it, it starts to change into lots of other sulfur compounds that will kill out whatever is invading the garlic clove or bulb, okay?
Right.
So what we managed to do was we managed to stabilize the allicin before it changed into any other sulfur compounds. So we use fresh garlic from Spain. We crush it in a very conventional crusher, and the crusher is in a mixing machine. And we then basically flood that reaction vessel with water. Now, we didn't start with water. We started with ethanol, methanol, ether, all sorts of nasty solvents. That's probably because my background as a biochemist, I knew about all of these things, and that's where we started. But then some brain in my team, it wasn't me, but it was somebody else that came up with the idea of, well, why don't we just use water? And that kind of was a eureka moment, because what we'd learnt about the allicin is that it's soluble in both oil and water. So therefore, we thought, okay, let's try this water idea. So we flushed the reaction vessel just with water. It was ionized water, okay, so, you know, very clean water.
Yes.
And that basically managed two things. First of all, it removed the allicin from the reaction vessel. We moved it into another vessel, and that diluted the allicin very, very significantly. But what happened was the stability of that allicin liquid went up dramatically because allicin as a compound is very, very unstable. You know, the analogy is petrol. If you dilute petrol, it becomes weaker but more stable. It doesn't evaporate so quickly. So it's the same technique with the allicin, okay? We flush it out with water. That dilutes it, so it's a water-based compound. But that enhances and increases the stability. And then the other clever thing that we came up with, and this was a bit of clever chemistry, is that the enzyme reaction normally wouldn't stop, right? But in garlic, it stops very quickly because that enzyme I mentioned, alanase, is what's known as, you won't believe this, but it's known as a semi-suicidal enzyme. So it knows that as soon as it's released a little bit of allicin, it stops working and it goes back into hibernation. So we tricked the enzyme into thinking that it hadn't made any allicin at all. And therefore, it keeps going on and on and on and on. And that means that from every single cell, remember, that contains alanine, we can make allicin from every single cell, in every single clove, in every single garlic bulb. So we have a very, very, very efficient technique for converting the alanine into allicin. And we can convert about 96%. That's why our yield is very high, provided we pick the good quality garlic, and that's Spanish garlic, okay? And that means that we can produce very substantial quantities of allicin liquid that is diluted with water. And the lucky thing is that even at the liquid, by the way, is 1,000 parts per million of allicin. That means that it's 999,000 parts per million water. It's very, very, very dilute. So it's stable at that level. And that means we can then dry it under controlled conditions, and it becomes a powder that goes into Allicin C, and the amount of allicin in that powder is approximately 250 parts per million allicin. So we lose a lot of it out the exhaust pipe when we dry it from a liquid to a solid, yeah? But the point is, at 250 parts per million, that allicin can kill MRSA, Streptococcus pneumoniae, which is what most people die from viral infections. They don't die from the virus. They die from a secondary infection, which is nearly always a bacterial infection. And the same problem that happened in 1912, 13, when the Spanish flu was so bad. We've discovered that most of those died because of secondary infection. Okay?
Sure. Bacterial pneumonia probably being at the top of the list there.
Exactly.
Just a remarkable story. All right, stand by. We'll come right back with Peter and continue our conversation in just a few minutes. What we're trying to do is help you all reach out there and build your immune systems. That's the key to staying well in the face of what we have now. It's a real pandemic. There is a real virus. There are actually people on the internet now saying that there's no such thing as a virus. Well, good luck to those who believe that. It's a virus. Hold on. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Talking with Peter Josling, the creator of Allicin C. He is in England, where it's, 3:30 a.m., Peter?
Yeah, 3:30, yep.
So are you up late, or did you arise early?
No, I'm up late because, as you can probably imagine, there's a lot of pressure on at the moment from around the world to produce as much Allicin as possible, so... you know, there's lots of things going on, and obviously, you know, we have to be there to help people. We've done that for many years, and we want to continue to do that.
I know 15 years, I know how hard you work and how conscientious you are about this, and I'm glad that people listening now will understand even more. I don't advertise. I just don't push things like some others might. I try to present them with integrity and honesty and a balance of information, which we always do. Here, get this one. Our junk food eating president was told in January by White House trade advisor Navarro that the virus was loose in China, out of control, and coming here, and to prepare for possibly 2 million dead Americans, it's a much lower estimate now, and trillions in economic damage, which has already occurred here. Trump, under the guidance and tutelage of his handler, Jerry Kushner, did nothing but downplay the virus, didn't prepare January, February. In fact, on February 28th, he made that stupid statement that the virus was a Democrat hoax. His failure at leading this country, is monumental and unprecedented in my view. There's no way to rationalize his performance except to find fault virtually every step of the way. That's a fact. He didn't prepare. He didn't rebuild the national stockpile. He didn't do anything. We should have had all of that ready to go. Everyone knew that we were overdue for a biological issue of one kind or another that would have required PPEs for our health workers, masks for our health workers, and for ourselves. Now they're saying everyone, I don't know if you knew this, Peter, but everyone in the U.S., Trump, who's flip-flopped more than a mackerel in the hot sun on a dock in the middle of August would do, he's now saying everybody should wear a mask. But there are no masks. The healthcare workers are having a hell of a time getting masks. So he told Americans to wear scarves or bandanas. And the military has told the United States military troops, the men and women in the military, to cover their faces with a mask. But there are no masks. So the Pentagon told the troops to get T-shirts and cut out a triangle and make a bandana out of it. On top of that, Peter, some of our nurses in our hospitals are actually wearing bandanas and using trash bags for personal protection equipment. Trash, the big plastic trash bags and bandanas. How shameful a failure this administration is.
Well, you know, he will sink or swim by this, of course. And over the next couple of months, we should just see what will happen. The same is true probably in every country around the world, though, Jeff. I mean, you know, poor old Boris has gone into intensive care.
Yeah, what's the status on him now?
They're saying he might be out of action for 2 months. Not 2 or 3 days, but 2 or 3 months.
And maybe worse than that.
So that brings into question, you know, who runs the government, who makes the decisions,
right,
all that kind of thing. We have the same issues, not enough masks, not enough protective equipment for the hardworking NHS that we have here. We're losing now doctors and nurses, which is a bit of a shock. But the public are isolated. And at the end of the day, we will wait and see what will happen over the next few weeks. And Boris will either come out, Boris Johnson, he'll come out either as a hero or a villain. And that's the way it's going to happen with lots of things. People will be very split in their opinion of leaders of their countries.
Right. Definitely. It's very safe to say that Boris has already suffered significant pulmonary damage. I'm sorry to say it, but that's the way this works.
Yeah.
And I do hope he recovers. The UK has turned down Trump's rather perfunctory offer of help. And you do that. That's what diplomats and political leaders do. They offer to help compatriots. Here's another quick story for you. This is important. This shows you the depth of thinking of the president over here. As all of you know, the Diamond Princess, the cruise ship, which ended up anchored in Yokohama Harbor, I named it the Corona Princess for obvious reasons, was the ultimate test in why not to introduce or allow the virus to become established on a ship. Right? Right.
Yep.
The big Navy hospital ship, the white one with a big red cross on it, is up in New York Harbor now. It was sent up there by the administration to help New York City and New York State. Well, the ship went up there not to take care of coronavirus patients, Peter, but to take care of all the patients who were in need of surgery and other hospital functions that they couldn't get, because many of the hospitals have now paused all non-essential surgical and medical procedures. So that ship was to help those people get the medical attention they need. Well, supposedly, accidentally, about 20 or so coronavirus patients were sent to the USS Comfort, the hospital ship, and they contaminated the hell out of it. The crew didn't know. The nurses didn't know. The doctors didn't know. And at least one crewman already has been found to be positive. He's gone. So the governor of New York asked Trump, "Oh, Donald." Well, I don't think he said it like that. He said, "We need to be able to use the ship for coronavirus patients." And Trump said, "Oh, fine. Okay, we'll do it." With that, he just sacrificed that entire ship, which will be crawling with viruses in a matter of weeks or less. The crew will get sick, the doctors will get sick, and the whole damn thing will be a wipeout. That ship will be useless because it will be contaminated. And we have the Corona Princess and the Grand Princess, the other cruise ship, and other cruise ships as models. Trump should have said, no coronavirus on board this ship. We'll take the load off the hospitals with traditional medical cases and help that way. But he just, in my words, sacrificed that entire hospital ship.
Well, you see, what he's done is he's turned that ship into basically a care home where the virus is already raging. And that's where many of the deaths are occurring, in care homes where it spreads like wildfire and you can't control it until you clear the whole lot out. And that's exactly what's going to happen as far as that's concerned. You know what made me laugh, though? I saw some fantastic pictures in New York of temporary hospitals in Central Park, and they look really, really tiny. I mean, you know, New York is a massive city. I mean, at least over here in London, we've converted a massive exhibition center in less than 10 days into a 4,000-bed hospital. And they're taking their first patients today, 10 days later after they started building it. It's the XL Exhibition Center. It's now the Nightingale Hospital, and it can take 4,000 beds. So, you know, I think we are beginning to catch up and beginning to move into action, and that's what needs to happen in America. I can't believe how many cases are being reported now across the United States.
387,000
It's really important that you guys isolate and try and stop this thing. And I want to tell you one thing that annoys me, if I may, Jeff, just for a couple of minutes.
Sure.
You know, we listen to the doctors, we listen to the researchers, we listen to your president who says, yes, we've got drugs that will be useful, yes, we can use this drug, yes, we can use that drug, with no evidence whatsoever, right? We get news pieces about they're going to use an old diabetic drug called metformin, which has never killed a virus in its entire history, as far as I'm aware.
Never would.
And yet that's going to be loaded up with money for research to find out whether it can kill anything. The same is true with the mosquito drug that everyone's screaming about. And India's now been told to release enormous quantities because Donald Trump wants to buy it all up.
Hydroxychloroquine. Like you say, he's after that.
The point is, none of these people, you know, they're great brains, they're great researchers, they're great research scientists. None of them are looking at garlic or allicin or vitamin C or astragalus or sambucol. There are so many natural agents that can kill virus, bacteria, and fungus. And you and I have two of the best ones in allicin and vitamin C, and yet nobody has come to us and said, can we test your stuff? Can we do this? Can we try this? Can we try that? They don't give a monkey about the herbal industry at all. And that's why they put it all under the drug label, and that's why we'll never get our fair share of research, development, and our fair share of saving people. Because I know darn well that we are going to get some results. I'm going to have some results in approximately 2 or 3 weeks' time that I'll be only too willing to share with you once we get it confirmed.
Oh, very good. Okay? I'd hoped you were working on things, and I should have known you would be. Good. Very good.
Yeah.
See, the reason they won't give Allison C. The platform it deserves is because they can't patent it and own it. They can't take it away. It's a natural.
Exactly.
My God, it's garlic. It's like the air, water. It's garlic.
Yeah, they can't charge three times the price and make people pay for it.
Some of these drugs they've raised them 50,000 times over cost.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's bonkers. It really is. And at the end of the day, all they're doing is basically killing more people. And that's what really upsets me. So I'm hoping that people will take notice of Allison C and give it a go. It's got to help you in so many different ways. Protect that immune system, boost it, give it the boost it needs. Yes, it's going to have antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal activity. It'll actually help to get rid of intestinal parasites. It'll have a moderate effect on your blood pressure, your cholesterol level. It'll certainly reduce your stress levels. It's got lots of different ways of helping people who are, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, under incredible stress at this time in all our lives. So I really do think we should be trying to get people to just try it and see what they think, because at the end of the day, if we can boost that immune system, then perhaps we can stay fit and healthy for as long as possible till all of this is over.
Well, it's really a matter of life and death for many, all. And there are people dying routinely, over 1,000 a day now here. We don't know ultimately what the total will be, but 1,000 a day is 1,000 too many a day. Not necessary. We have many other causes of enormous numbers of fatalities every year in this country. We lose 45,000 Americans a year on the roads here, Peter. 45,000 dead and 3 million injured.
Incredible.
And no one talks about that. Seems to be okay for some reason. Nobody says anything about it.
Let's also put it into a bit of context, actually, Jeff. You're quite right. I mean, at the moment, in the UK now, we've had 6,100, I think it is, deaths. That's a big number, right? That's a large number.
There it is.
And it's going to go up further. But last year, we lost 8,600 to colds and flu. Mm-hmm. The year before, we lost 8,400. And the year before that, we lost 27,000 people to colds and flu.
Wow.
So at the end of the day, if we can control this viral outbreak, maybe we won't lose as many as we would have normally lost, and there would have been no publicity whatsoever. And that kind of annoys me a little bit, is that every year you and I have talked about how serious the common cold can be, how it can lead to a flu, and how that can actually take your life from you. And yet, nobody seems to worry about it from year to year. The vaccines come out every year. They never work. They never protect you against the flu strain that's raging that year. And now, finally, we've all been caught out. We've been caught napping by a virus that spreads quickly and kills people quickly. And all of a sudden, everybody is panicking. And that's where we need some sensible heads to say, hold on, do what you're told. Boost your immune system, look after yourself, and you should be fine. Okay?
I wish we had a leader like that. We don't.
Exactly.
We don't.
In politics worldwide now, there are no leaders anymore. They're all pretty useless, in my opinion.
You know, the leaders, if we can use that term for them, let's call them the controllers, are people we don't have names for. They're hiding in the upper firmament.
Wow, that's true.
They're back there. They're pulling the strings. We're seeing is showbiz. That's the bottom line. Here's another one though. The number of fatalities in this country are probably being substantially underreported. In New York, every day,
definitely.
200 people a day are dying, obviously from coronavirus, who are not being tested. They die at home. They find them dead at home. And this is something that is not talked about. They just will not give it any airtime. But that's going on. All right, so let's say 200 a day, and New York is losing 600 a day. So you can add 200 a day onto that. That's coronavirus. Some coronavirus patients show signs of stroke, seizures, and confusion.
Yeah.
Now, this is very, very scary. This is neurological damage. There is also now being reported, get this one, mysterious heart damage is being noticed and absolutely identified, not just lung troubles. This heart damage issue is a big one. That's why people with coronavirus can show no lung or pulmonary problems and fall over dead, because the virus will single out your heart and go after it. And it does damage to the heart. I had a story yesterday. It literally riddles the heart with damage. And I'm not convinced the heart can recover. Even if the patient does, the heart may permanently be damaged to the extent that you're weak, you don't have the energy, etc. Look, there's another issue here. Blood clotting. People with coronavirus are showing up with blood clotting that the doctors are shocked to see. Signs of sepsis, blood clotting, those two things increase the risk of coronavirus death dramatically. This clotting thing is being noticed apparently in more and more of the severe coronavirus cases, right? Colorado doctors, in fact, are trying to come up with some anti-blood clot treatment for coronavirus patients. This thing is running loose, and it's running well ahead of medical science. They don't know. So that does what? It puts the burden and at the same time gives all of you the opportunity to take charge, better charge, of your health and wellness and well-being by getting Allison C. into your system. I take two a day, all right? I feel better than I ever have. And that's not an exaggeration. Now that, along with vitamin D, vitamin C, selenium, and zinc, will give you a tremendous arsenal to build your immune system and ward off the things that would otherwise do you in. And this is a very dangerous virus, and it just really grieves me to see people on the internet claiming it's a fraud, it's a hoax. Still, there is no such thing. Anyhow, they're doing it, and they have people who listen. Peter, go ahead.
I just wanted to give you another tip as well. You know, we have the Allicin gel as well, the gel compound.
Oh, the Alloderm. It's wonderful.
Yeah, Alloderm, which is the Allicin and aloe vera. You know, if you put a little bit of that up each nostril, it basically acts as a barrier in the nose, and of course that will trap anything that comes in through the nose, eyes, ears or mouth, because that's where it all ends up. The nose is the filtration system for the body. It's also the window to the immune system.
Yep.
So what happens is, as viruses come in, they can land in the gel layer, and then every 15 minutes, your normal ciliary beat motion is called, the little hairs inside your nose will just sweep all of that gel back down into the gut, and everything that's trapped in that gel will go down into the gut and be destroyed by stomach acid. That's mm-hmm. the whole point of your nose. That's what it does mm-hmm. for you. I'm just suggesting that if you put a little bit of gel up each nostril two or three times a day, you will trap anything that shouldn't be wanting to get back into your immune system and start to cause damage. So that's a very clever way of trapping, let's say, a bacteria or a virus or a fungus or a spore. You trap it in the gel, and then your normal ciliary beat motion will just sweep it down into the gut mm-hmm. where your stomach acid will destroy it.
Well, it's good that you mentioned that. I do that every day with a Q-tip. I just put it up, turn it around.
Good idea.
Swab out the inside of each nostril, and I'm set. I feel very confident about what you just said because I've been doing it for a long time. This issue of viral entry is important. Just a word or two about that. Generally speaking, it'll come in through the sinuses. It'll head down the back of the sinuses to your upper throat. People report a sore throat. That's the virus. You need to stop it there before it goes down into your bronchial tubes, all right? So that's another way that the Alloderm can help. Allicin C, right there, ready to go to work and kill it. So a sore throat is an indication that you may, and a fever, a small, slight fever, that you may have been exposed and may have it. So you can also gargle with hydrogen peroxide in your throat to help clean it out that way. There are many things to be done, but it requires people wanting to do it, not just waiting around to see what's going to happen to them. They've got to become proactive. And thanks to you, Peter, we have this option that is truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, I think, for people to take a proactive position in terms of their health. All right.
I think the other thing to say is that it's perfectly safe. You can take as many capsules as you want. In fact, we had to do some toxicology testing, and I think it was something like 450 in one go, won't do any harm whatsoever. So if you ever find anyone that can take 400 in one go, Jeff, I'd like to meet them.
That's funny. That's a lot. That is true. Peter, last quick question. Have you any friends that have become infected so far?
So far, I haven't actually. I've been very lucky so far. No one of my close contacts has succumbed to any major symptoms. There have been a few people with colds, but we don't know yet because we don't test enough, so we don't know whether they had the infection
here.
Or not. And that's another issue, isn't it?
It is indeed. Peter, thank you for getting up. Thanks for visiting again. It's always great to talk with you. We'll talk
thank
again.
You.
I want to hear what you're working on when it's done.
Oh, you will. Thank you very much.
Okay,
bye
good
now.
Night, Peter. All right, there he goes. Peter Josling, the creator of Allison C., a landmark achievement in natural health and wellness. Be right back with more.